Debate on the Caribbean Court of Justice CCJ bills begins in the House, and Finance Minister tables first supplementary estimates for the 2014-2015 financial year. You're tuned into House Matters. Stay with us. Debate on the Caribbean Court of Justice CCJ bills began in the House of Representatives on Tuesday. This as the government seeks to adopt the CCJ as Jamaica's final appellate court. In opening the debate on the bill, Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller noted that the process pertains to Jamaica's identity, the exercise of its sovereignty, and the protection of the legal rights of its citizens. Mrs. Simpson-Miller is maintaining that the Privy Council, the country's final appellate court, is fundamentally inaccessible to the vast majority of Jamaicans.
Litigants and their Jamaican lawyers need visas to travel to the UK. Visas are not available or granted as of a right. Jamaicans are the only people in the entire global structure who are obliged to seek and obtain travel visas to access one of the courts.
She adds that the costs of retaining UK lawyers for representation in appeals are too high for the majority of Jamaicans. She further noted that the CCJ is so designed that it travels to its member countries to hear cases on home soil. Mrs. Simpson-Miller also commented on a suggestion that was made by former Prime Minister Bruce Golding that Jamaica should establish its own court.
Everyone knows and accepts that Jamaican court system is already substantially underfunded, and that the fiscal reality that gives rise to this underfunding is not likely to change anytime soon. It would be misguided and unwise to have a new homegrown organ as our highest court without the consistent and predictable budgetary support available to do so.
The bills being debated are an act to amend the Constitution of Jamaica to repeal provisions relating to appeals to the Privy Council and replace them with provisions establishing the CCJ as Jamaica's final court, an act to amend the Judicature Appellate Jurisdiction Act, and an act to make provisions for the implementation of the agreement establishing the CCJ and for connected matters. The government will be spending $739.6 million less than what was approved for the 2014-2015 financial year. This is outlined in the first supplementary estimates of expenditure for the 2014-2015 financial year, tabled in the House of Representatives on Tuesday. The estimates were tabled by Minister of Finance and Planning Dr. Peter Phillips. The government intends to spend $936.3 million more for recurrent expenses and $1.67 billion less for capital programs. The 2014-2015 estimates of expenditure were approved in the House in May, which showed that $405 billion was allocated for recurrent or housekeeping expenses and $133 billion for capital or development expenses. The estimates are to be discussed by the Public Administration and Appropriations Committee and will be debated in the House of Representatives on December 9. And in the Upper House, Government Senator Sophia Fraser-Binns has urged the administration to amend the Noise Abatement Act, making it more realistic and in touch with today's reality. She noted that the act places a limit on the duration of nighttime entertainment events. Currently, Section 5 of the legislation provides that all forms of entertainment events should end by 2 a.m.
And the enforcement has caused many persons within the industry to question its application, especially on weekends or in areas not within the immediate proximity of residential accommodation.
Senator Sophia Fraser-Binns, as she opened the 2014-2015 State of the Nation debate in the Upper House last Friday. The senator pointed out that the entertainment industry impacts all, noting that Jamaica and Jamaicans benefit when entertainers do well on the global scene.
The entertainers and the economy thrive in an environment that is enabled by a nocturnal economy. This is not to be treated as some mysterious underworld activity.
Mrs. Fraser-Binns argued that it is time to speedily amend the Noise Abatement Act, thereby allowing persons to be fully productive. That's it for this edition of House Matters. Join us again next time when we look at what's happening in the Houses of Parliament.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.